Weiter in Shasver Menachos Daf Nun. Hey, picking up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. Tanu Rabbanan. We're continuing on what we're discussing. That we have a brisa now that brings the understanding of what exactly we talked about. You're allowed to take off Trumas Meiser from fresh figs, from dried figs, or vice versa. Tanu Rabbanan. Tormin Te'inin Ala Grogros. You could separate Trumas Meiser. That's the leave that he gives to the Kohen from fresh figs for dried figs. Rash says Uba Minyan, and you do it according to numbers here, not even according to like the volume. The Makam Shurgin Lat Sustainum Grogos, in a place where it's the minug to make fresh figs into dried figs. So that there's gonna be people available to make the separated fresh figs into dried figs, which will then, they're going to keep it, the lakon is going to be fine, no one's going to get them. Velo grogo salatena, but you can't separate trumas meiser from dried figs for fresh figs. A female comes from Gilan, last time, grogos. You're in a place where it's the minute to make fresh figs into dried figs. Since dried figs are considered inferior to fresh ones, and one can't take off from his stuff from the inferior for the superior. Ya ya marmar tarmim te'enim ala grogros makam shurgim lasos te'enim grogros. You can separate trumas meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, from the fresh to the dried, in a place where it makes sense where they go ahead and they would dry it up, which is mashma b'makam shurgim and in b'makam she'enim gilin lo, only if you're regular to do it, but not a place where you're not regular to do it, because someone has to take off truma that's going to, you're going to keep, and fresh figs are not going to be dried, are going to end up spoiling. Hey, Gidami, now what's the case? Igadiki coin, if we're talking about the coin, is the coin to be able to accept the Trumas Meiser, the Makam Shein, regular Milo. Even if you're not Makam normal to do it, why can't you do it? Why can't you separate? But tonight we're going to mention Trumas, Makam Shein's coin, Torah Mina Yafe. In other places, there's a coin that's there. You can separate Truma from the superior stuff. Ela Pshita like a coin. What's the case where there is no coin over there? Ema Seva, but look at the Seva, the Brysa, Velo Grogro Salatena, but we may not separate Trumas Meiser from dried figs for the fresh figs. Now, if you makam shiragil lasas tanim grogos, even a place where normally you do make the dried figs, vidal like a coin, there's no coin there. Vidal like a coin, if the brisa is talking about a case where there's no coin, am I low? Why do we not separate dried figs for fresh figs? The time we looked at the Mishnah and Trumos, makam shein coin, tarmin miskayim. In a place where there's no coin, one can separate truma from the long lasting stuff rather than from the superior ones that they're not going to spoil before it's given to a coin. If she did a coin, I was thinking about where there is a coin there, and therefore someone can't designate the dried figs as Trumas Meiser, even if the people in that area usually dry their figs. Says the Gemara, Reisha the Lekha coin, Sefer the Ika coin. Now it sounds like you're saying the Reisha there isn't, and the Sefer there is. Why would you do that? So Gemara says, in Reisha the Lekha coin, Sefer the Ika coin. That is the case. Amar Papa, Shmami Na, what do we come at? Kum Tachosh Narayah, and it comes out, the Dachkina, Numakmina, Nasnisa, Betray, Tlatame, that we prefer to give a forced interpretation of a Braisa, setting it up as two different situations, Velo, Mukmina, and Betray, Tanai, rather than going and setting up that it's only one case, but it's talking about two different Tanai. We'd rather deal with one Tana, and, you know, it's just two different cases. Says the next Heiligemishna. Right, because Rashi points out, because you could just say, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. I'd rather not do that. Okay, next Mishnah. We're still talking about the mincha over here, the prep. And we're talking now about adding water for kneading the flour into dough. Kol aminachos niloshos v'poshen. They're kneaded with water that's lukewarm water. U'mashamen shol yachmitzon. You have to guard them to make sure that they do not become chametz. Uh-oh, do not become chametz. V'mechmitzu shireah. And if it's leftovers, become chametz over below saseh, over a lo saseh. What's talking about over here? The part of the mincha that's left over after the chametz is removed and brought on the Mizbeach. This is leftover stuff eaten by the Kohanim. The Mishnah is saying that even the leftover stuff, if that becomes chametz, is going to be a problem. You're over some sort of isur by doing such a thing. You're over a lo sa'aseh. Okay, we see the Pesukim. Shenemar. Whoa. This is the first din. Kol ha'mincha shetakiru v'lashem lo sa'aseh chametz. It can't become chametz. She says, Reishakai. T'katani u'mashamran shelo yachmitzu mikodom kemitzu mishtai. Right, if they go ahead and it can't become chametz, if they guard the dough from becoming chametz, even before there is kemitza. V'chayev alisha asa, when the mechayev malchus for working with this leavened mincha, whether he's done doing v'chayev alisha asa, if he's doing with his lisha, v'ala richa asa, or while shaping it, you work the dough after kneading it, means you shape into the loaves and smearing with liquid, v'ala fiyasa, or baking it. Any of these things that become chametz, you get involved, you're going to get this smackdown. Minani mili. How do you know that the left of the shirayim become chametz is a problem? Amar Yish Lakish, the Amar Kalapasik says, lo se'afeh chametz chalkam. It should not be baked, leavened, their portion. Even a part of it, a portion of it can't become chametz. I've heard lachid lasa. That's what's coming to teach you. How many boy lay look at that? You need for something else. Lo, beep, turn the page. Nun, hey. Amid base. Lo seafe chametz. Lo seafe chametz. The Torah says it shall not be baked chametz. My Talmud Lomo, it's coming to teach me. Well, look, fine. Everybody already know lo seafe chametz. Who said that a mincha is not become chametz? And baking is certainly part of the prep. So why does the Torah specify by saying the baking a second time? All right, in the second pasuk, we have to say that the baking is needed for the following. It says, mincha can't be made into chametz. You think that one's going to be chayev, one malchus for all the prep. Like if you knead it and shaped it and baked it, you're only going to be chayev once. It should not be baked. Leavened, afia bechlala, so afia bechlala was already included. Lama yasa, why was it taken out? Hakish leh, to make hakish. Ma, afia mechadashi maisi yichid, it's its own act, just, its own chash of a thing. It's just the afia itself. Rashi says, maisa chash of a thing atzmo. V'chayv ma lev v'nei atzmo. Afani avi li shas afi chasa, v'chol maisi yichid yishaba. All these maisa themselves are going to be chayv. Individuali. Asuri kitof shehu maisi yichidi. And now we're including smoothing the surface of the dough with water, which says Rashi says machlik ponea mamayim afakav the lo maisa kolkach, even considering a whole mice over there. Shu maisa chidi, that's his own maisa chidi you're going to be chayav for as well. It's own malchus. You have four sets of malchus there. V'chayav melev fnei atzma. You're going to be chayav for each one of them. What do you see? Kum dechayis. See, the Braisa learns out that it shall not be baked in chametz, said entirely different from that which Rish Lakish says, of the leftovers can't be called chametz. So we don't have Rish Lakish to teach us anymore. Anan michel kam kamina. No, it says Rish Lakish, we're saying that the shirayim din over here is learned out from their portion, michel kam. And it shall not be baked. It's right next to it shall not be baked. Rashi says, Anan hach drasha de shirayim michel kam kaminan, because some michel kam lo seafe, it also going to, it can become chametz as well. Ve'emakul hachidasi, but let's say then that it's for this Rish Lakish that the entire pasuk is coming, and therefore it's not used to teach that each one is going to get their own malchus. Im kain, if that's what you look of chelkam lo seafe chametz. My lo seafe chametz chelkam shamet me tarte. It's written in a weird way, therefore we learn both dinim from it. Okay, now, it shall be, we said, it shall not be baked chametz. We say that even for the, at any stage of the prep. So the Gemara v'ema afir de parat barachmana say that for baking, which the Torah specified in the pasuk l'chayev chadu, you're going to be chayev one inach, but the rest of them, meaning kneading, smoothing, shaping, l'chayev chada kulu, you're chayev one on all of those. So you're chayev one for the baking part, and the rest of them you're chayev only one. You can't get, you're going to get an extra three sets of malchus over here. Why do you want to say each one's getting their own thing? So the Gemara Mishum to have a davish hayav chalal, because it's baking is something that was included in the general principle, right? That all prep it shall not be prepared. Chametz v'yotzim in the klal lamed, it's coming out of its klal, come and teach you. Lo lo lamed al atzmiyotz, it's not coming for itself. For the lamed al klal kuliyotz, it's coming to it's left to teach about the entire klal. So it's singled out when the Torah singled out the baking by it shall not be baked chametz. The teacher that this is carrying its own malchus, but every prep act in the Shanukar is going to get their own malchus as well. Ve'ema lo se'ase klal, lo se'afet prat, klal prat, and bechlal ela mashma prat. So therefore, afia in baking is going to be aser, midechini lo. But every other prep thing is not going to be problematic. It's not going to be an issue. Rabbi Aftariki, Mishum Davi Klal Uprat, Hamru Chakum Zemizeh. It can't be, because this is a case of a Klal and Prat that are very far from one another. Right? One's in Vayikra, and one's in Tzav, and different, totally different parashas. V'chol klal uprat, and v'chokim zemizeh, and you don't have a klal uprat, you don't dine a klal uprat, just because you have a statement of a klal in one place and prat in another. It's got to be close to each other. Masar v'ada barava v'armi l'kidi, uklal uprat, and v'chokim zemizeh, ain't done no so v'chol uprat. Is that really true? V'atayim runs in a brace, v'shachat so v'makom v'sher yishchat tesa olu, v'fnei Hashem chatas hu. The Torah says about the chatas of a nasi, that he shall slaughter in the place he slaughters the olu before Hashem. It is a chatas. Heichan ola nishchetes. Now, where is an ola shechted? Mitzafen, in the north. Avzev mitzafen. So, too, this is in the north as well. V'chi anu mikan lemeiden. Do we really learn out? Do we really learn out that the din of the nasi, of this ruler, of the king, this chatas, from here? V'luk far nera. It doesn't already say somewhere else that... doesn't it already say in another place? Ay, 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 ay. B'mkom asher tishachet ha'ol, tishachet ha'chatas. That the din is, that this, those Torahs ha'chatas, in the place of the ol, shachet ha'chatas, is shachet ha'ol. So the second pasuk says that the north, the safon chia for chatas, in general, and the ruler's chatas is included in it. Ha'lam azay yatsa, so why is it the nasi, why is it singled out? Lakova to establish it in the north. Shem lo shachat osav b'tzaf. If you didn't do it there, psalo, then it would be pasal. Ata omer lakach yatzos. You want to say that this chatas of the nasi. Bum 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 bum. Was singled out in Vayikra for this purpose, to make the Shechita in the north a something which is Ma'akev, Ela Shezeton Safon Ve'en Acheton Safon. Maybe it was just singled out to teach that this ruler's chatas requires a Safon, is not a Ikov. Ve'en Acheton Safon, but no other chatas needs it. So the other pasuk will come, Shechita the Ola Tishachat the Chatas, is talking specifically to that of the sa'ir of the nasi. Talmud Lomar, for you to teach differently, the Torah says another pasuk, that v'shachat is a chatas b'mkoma ola zebana av l'chol chatos, sh'tu'un tzafon, that they all need the tzafon, they all need to be shachat in the north. Now, Taima, we're not done with the question here. Taima, the Kuzma Chonu v'shachat ezechatas, because that's the pasuk v'shachat ezechatas, right? The only reason the north, this chiyuv of north applies to every chatas, is because of the fact that it writes this idea, you shall slaughter the chatas in the place of the olah, halav achiv. Now for that, havamina rasach, is that torin tzafon, it needs tzafon. Vein achir torin tzafon, but no other chatas needs tzafon. Right, only the nasi's chatas, the ruler. My timer, what's the reason I would have thought that? La mishum davi klal prat, isn't because it's a klal prat. Ve'afo gavdim ruchakim zemes, even though it's ruchak, danu osob klal prat, we still danu klal prat. So the Bible shows that we can apply the rule of klal prat, even in the case that's very far, which goes against Rav Aftariki's answer. So it's going to know, maska for Rav Ashi, hi klal pratu, is this really a case of klal prat? Pratu klalu, it's the opposite, it's a pratu klal. Vanasa klal, mosif ala prat. And the secondary thing becomes the klal is adding onto the prat. Visrabi lu kolmili, and therefore it's including all chatas karbanos in the chiyav of tzafon. So yeah, Rav Tariki is actually good now that we don't hold klal ala prat when it comes to, they're very distant from each other. Okay, my friends, we are not done with this, but we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great, great day.